So it says, but all things of God, who through Jesus Christ, how did he do it? Who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. What did he do? Reconciled us to himself. Restored us back to favor. Put us back like we never been away. Oh, y'all got to hear this gospel. If you hear this, you can get the rest of it.
Come on.
Because I keep telling you, I'm going somewhere. Who has reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony. God has received us into favor. We are his favors. Yeah, y'all didn't hear that. So when the devil starts trying to pounce on you and tell you what a sorry dog you are, say, you better get out of my faith. I happen to know I'm God's favorite.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but you know, you said that the other day. That ain't none of your business. As far as you're concerned, Mr. Devil, I already straightened it out with God. And you ain't got nothing to say about it. Because the blood got me covered. So what you're trying to make me feel guilty of, I don't have no guilt.
Yes, Lord.
Because I've been set free. Brought us into harmony with himself. What you mean brought us into harmony? He brought us that listen to this. There isn't anything between God and me.
Yes,
not a single thing.
Yes, sir.
There is not a single thing. You can't find one thing that's between God and me, because he did it. Why did he do that? That's where I'm going to. Now, why did he do that? God created man for himself. Let's go to Ephesians now. I'll come back to that, I think. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Let me do this. 1. Okay. Listen to this now. Why did he bring us into harmony with himself? Then as he brought us into harmony with himself, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Go tell the world you've been reconciled to God. Paul wrote both of these letters that I'm reading from. Same Holy Spirit, but he addressed them to different churches, groups. But listen to the Ephesians. I'm reading Ephesians 1:1, reading from the Amplified Bible. Paul, an apostle, special messenger of Christ, of Christ Jesus, the Messiah. By the divine will and purpose and the choice of God. By divine will and purpose and choice of God. We can't get to strip you on the screen. Come on. Choice of God. To the saints. To who?
Saints.
To the saints. So that's me.
That's me.
So he's talking directly to you. To the saints. The consecrated, set apart one. So if you're a saint, who are you? I'm consecrated and I'm set apart. Then he said, at Ephesus. See, he was writing a letter to Ephesus, but you know he said to the saints, which means there are more saints than in Ephesus. There's some saints in Houston.
Amen.
Are you one of them?
Amen.
Are you one of them? You just claim to be. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Look, listen to what he's saying now. Because see, he restored us. He restored us to favor. He canceled out the sin debt. Now listen to what he said here now. At Ephesus, who are also faithful and loyal and steadfast in Christ. Are you steadfast in Christ, or you just sort of in and out? Where are you in your walk with God? I mean, you can tell me anything, but God knows. I ain't getting too many amens on that one. May grace, God's son merit the favor. May what?
Grace,
God's son merit the favor. And what?
Spiritual
peace, which means peace with God. And the other word is again, and harmony. And what else?
Unity.
Unity. And what else?
Undisturbingness.
See, Satan can't disturb you when you know who you are. You don't walk around in fear and worry, doubt, trouble, unbelief, wondering, hoping, maybe, I wish. Well, you're about to lose it all. You can't disturb me with that. Because you can't take what God had given me. You that's talking, y'all in the house. Satan. You that's talking, what's in me have defeated you and have conquered you. And you can't even near about it. It's not even the slightest piece of an atom that you can rise up. For life has conquered death. And death will never rise to rule again. Why? Because life has swallowed it up. Has conquered it. And one day it'll be put away. The only thing death can touch is this body, because it hadn't been redeemed. It will offer a sacrifice. And it shall be put away. And we're going to get one just like Jesus.
Amen.
When he offered his body, the one he had like ours, they had flesh and blood and all that. And he offered the sacrifice. And when he came out of that place, he didn't get it. He left it. Y'all ain't hearing me. I said he didn't get it. He left it. Because he offered a sacrifice. And it was put away, and God raised him from the dead and gave him a new body. And it calls a resurrected body. And that's exactly what we're going to get.
Hallelujah.
But let's talk about where we are now. That's where. Amen. Are we there? Y'all better pay attention, because we're going somewhere. You better pay close attention.